Have you ever wondered why some people seem naturally inclined toward honesty and fairness, while others consistently pursue self-interest at any cost? What if I told you that researchers accidentally discovered a fundamental personality dimension that had been hiding in plain sight? One that explains everything from workplace ethics to political beliefs to sexual behavior. The H Factor of Personality, written by psychology professors Kibiam Lee and Michael Ashton, reveals this groundbreaking sixth dimension of human personality that wasn't recognized by psychologists until around 2000. This discovery has transformed our understanding of human behavior and values. Beloved by organizational psychologists and business leaders alike, this book has become required reading in many corporate ethics programs and university psychology departments, offering a scientific framework for understanding the moral dimension of personality that shapes our most important life decisions. For decades, personality psychologists believed they had human personality neatly categorized into five major dimensions, the big five factors of extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, and openness to experience. These weren't five types of people, but rather five continuous dimensions on which everyone could be measured. This framework emerged through factor analysis, a statistical technique where researchers analyzed how hundreds of personality traits clustered together across large populations. The Big Five model gained widespread acceptance in the 1980s and became the dominant paradigm in personality psychology, supported by thousands of studies across different cultures and contexts. But something was missing. When Lee and Ashton conducted research with Korean university students in the 1990s, they noticed a consistent sixth factor emerging from their data, one that included traits like sincerity, fairness, modesty, and greed avoidance. This dimension, which they named honesty humility, or the H factor, wasn't simply a subset of the existing Big Five, but represented a fundamentally distinct aspect of personality. Their initial findings showed that individuals scoring high on this factor consistently displayed ethical behavior, valued fairness over personal gain, and showed genuine modesty about their achievements. What makes this discovery particularly fascinating is that it wasn't limited to Korean culture. When the researchers contacted colleagues working with European languages, they found the same sixth factor appearing consistently across different cultures, from German to French to Italian populations. Even reanalyzing English language data revealed this previously overlooked dimension. This cross-cultural consistency suggested they had discovered something fundamental about human personality structure. This led to the development of the Hexaco model of personality, with six factors: honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness to experience. The H factor isn't just another personality trait, it's a fundamental dimension that shapes our approach to money, power, relationships, ethics, and even our political and religious views. People high in honesty humility tend to avoid manipulating others for personal gain, feel little temptation to break rules, are uninterested in lavish wealth and luxury, and don't feel they're entitled to elevated social status. In contrast, those low in this trait often feel entitled to special privileges, are motivated by material gain, and are willing to bend rules for personal advantage. This discovery has profound implications for everything from hiring decisions to understanding criminal behavior to selecting romantic partners. Research has shown that the H factor predicts workplace delinquency, ethical decision-making, and even academic dishonesty better than any of the original Big Five traits. The identification of the H factor has also led to important insights about leadership, showing that while low honesty humility individuals might be more likely to attain leadership positions, those high in this trait often make more effective and ethical leaders. In relationships, partners with similar levels of honesty humility tend to have more stable and satisfying connections, suggesting this trait's importance in compatibility. The Hexaco model identifies six fundamental dimensions of human personality that exist on continuums, with most individuals falling somewhere between extremes rather than at polar ends. These dimensions represent different evolutionary strategies for handling life's complex challenges and social interactions. Each dimension offers distinct advantages and drawbacks. If any single approach were consistently superior, evolution would have naturally selected for that trait alone, eliminating variation across populations. Three dimensions focus on engagement with different aspects of life. Openness to experience, O, reflects willingness to explore abstract concepts, appreciate art, and embrace novel experiences. High O individuals tend to be intellectually curious, creative, and unconventional, though this can come at the cost of being impractical or overly absorbed in theoretical matters. Conscientiousness, C, manifests in organizing, planning, and maintaining order. High C people excel at completing tasks, following rules, and achieving goals, but may struggle with spontaneity or become overly rigid. Extroversion, X, drives social engagement and reward-seeking behavior. While high X individuals thrive on social interaction and external stimulation, they may find solitude challenging and risk becoming overly dependent on external validation. The remaining three dimensions govern social interactions and moral behavior. Honesty, humility, H, determines how people handle power and resources. High H individuals demonstrate sincere, modest behavior and avoid manipulating others for personal gain, even when opportunities arise. They may sometimes be disadvantaged in competitive situations, but build stronger, trust-based relationships. Agreeableness, A, shapes responses to conflict and cooperation. High A people maintain patience and forgiveness even in difficult interactions, though this can sometimes leave them vulnerable to exploitation. Emotionality, E, influences sensitivity to threats and emotional connections. High E individuals show strong empathy and careful consideration of risks, particularly regarding family members, though this can manifest as anxiety or oversensitivity. These dimensions interact in complex ways to create distinct personality profiles. The EAH cluster particularly influences altruistic behavior through three mechanisms. Emotionality promotes kin-focused altruism through heightened concern for family welfare. Agreeableness facilitates reciprocal altruism by maintaining cooperative relationships despite temporary setbacks. And honesty-humility supports fair exchanges through principled behavior and resistance to exploitation. Understanding these six dimensions provides a nuanced framework for analyzing human behavior and personality variation. Someone scoring high in OCX might appear as a dynamic achiever, intellectually exploratory, methodically organized, and socially engaged. Conversely, high HAE scores suggest a deeply empathetic individual, ethical, forgiving, and emotionally attuned. Most people exhibit varied combinations across dimensions, creating unique personality profiles that reflect different adaptive strategies for navigating social and environmental challenges. While all six personality dimensions influence behavior, the H factor has particularly dramatic effects when it's low. Low H individuals feel entitled to special treatment, manipulate others for personal gain, and pursue wealth, status, and pleasure with little regard for fairness or others' well-being. What makes them especially interesting is how they combine with other personality traits to create distinct behavioral patterns. When low H combines with low emotionality, you get the status-driven risk-taker, someone willing to take dangerous chances for money and power without fear of harm or empathy for others. These predominantly male personalities explain why young men have such high rates of violent crime and accidental death. They'll engage in extreme sports, barroom brawls, or dangerous criminal enterprises to prove their status. Low H with high extroversion creates natural narcissists, charismatic, attention-seeking individuals who believe they deserve to be the center of attention. These people gravitate toward leadership positions not to serve others, but to enjoy power and prestige. They use charm and political skill to navigate into positions of authority, then exploit those positions for personal advantage, financial, sexual, or otherwise. Perhaps most difficult are those combining low H with low agreeableness. These individuals simultaneously feel entitled to exploit others while becoming enraged at any perceived slight against themselves. They're chronically hostile, hypocritical, and vengeful, quick to take offense, yet oblivious to how they offend others. Their worldview is fundamentally adversarial. Screw them before they screw you. Low H combined with low conscientiousness produces what employers fear most: workers who feel no moral obligation to provide fair work for fair pay. They arrive late, leave early, do shoddy work, and steal workplace supplies without remorse. Beyond the workplace, this combination largely constitutes what forensic psychologists call psychopathy, the tendency to commit immoral acts without guilt or concern for consequences. While high H people generally avoid exploiting others regardless of circumstances, low H individuals vary greatly in how they express their exploitative tendencies. Some are openly antagonistic, while others are superficially pleasant but fundamentally self-serving. Some take calculated risks for personal gain, while others are too fearful or disorganized to act on their selfish impulses. Understanding these combinations helps explain the diverse manifestations of low H personality across different contexts. Can you tell whether someone has high or low honesty humility just by meeting them? This question has profound implications for everything from hiring decisions to choosing romantic partners. Unfortunately, the H factor proves particularly difficult to assess accurately, especially in casual interactions. Research shows that while we can judge someone's level of extroversion within minutes of meeting them, accurately assessing honesty humility requires much closer acquaintance. Even after knowing someone for years, our judgments of their H level may be only moderately accurate. This creates a fundamental problem. The trait most important for determining whether someone will exploit us is also the most difficult to detect. Workplace relationships are especially problematic for judging H. In professional settings, people carefully manage their impressions, and interactions are limited mostly to job-related contexts. Studies with administrative employees showed that coworkers' judgments of each other's H levels were remarkably inaccurate, with correlations of only about 0.10 compared to 0.50 among close friends. Even self-reports of H can be reliable in certain contexts. While it might seem that dishonest people wouldn't admit to being dishonest, low H individuals aren't pathologically unable to tell the truth. They're simply willing to lie when it benefits them. In anonymous research settings with no incentive to deceive, low H people generally describe themselves frankly, willingly indicating they would act in self-serving ways. The difficulty in assessing H creates vulnerability to exploitation. We may misjudge someone's character based on superficial cues like respectability, professional status, or public generosity, none of which reliably indicate high H. This explains why seemingly respectable individuals sometimes commit shocking acts of exploitation, from financial fraud to sexual harassment to betrayal of trust. Without extended observation across varied contexts, we simply cannot accurately judge this crucial dimension of character. Do we naturally gravitate toward people who share our level of honesty humility? Research reveals that friends tend to be moderately similar in two specific personality factors, H and openness to experience, O. High H individuals befriend other high H people, while low H individuals tend to associate with others who share their exploitative tendencies. This pattern emerges early in relationships and strengthens over time, suggesting an innate preference for those who share our ethical outlook. The connection between H and friendship choices isn't coincidental. It reflects deep-seated psychological mechanisms. The H and O factors connect directly to our fundamental values about how the world should work and how people should treat each other. H relates to values about equality versus self-interest, while O connects to values about individuality versus conformity. These values, unlike other personality traits, are uniquely human and central to our identity. For example, high H individuals typically value fairness, honesty, and social justice, leading them to seek friends who demonstrate similar ethical principles in their daily interactions. Research has uncovered a fascinating phenomenon. Perceived similarity between friends for H and O is even stronger than actual similarity. Friends think they're more alike in these dimensions than they truly are, suggesting we project our own values onto those close to us. This projection effect is particularly strong for moral values. We assume our close friends share our ethical standards even when subtle differences exist. For the other four personality factors, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, and conscientiousness, friends show neither significant similarity nor perceived similarity. This pattern extends beyond friendships into romantic relationships. Beyond demographic similarities like age, education, and ethnicity, couples tend to match in their levels of H and O. Studies of long-term couples reveal that partnerships are more stable when both individuals share similar levels of honesty and humility. This explains why relationships between people with vastly different ethical standards often become strained. Their fundamental values about fairness, honesty, and exploitation may be incompatible. For instance, a high H individual who values transparent communication might struggle with a low H partner who sees strategic deception as acceptable. As a Korean proverb wisely suggests, look at the friends to learn about the person. By observing who someone chooses to associate with, we can gain insight into their level of honesty humility. High H individuals typically surround themselves with others who share their fair-minded approach to life, creating social circles characterized by mutual trust and ethical behavior. Conversely, low H people often associate with those who similarly view relationships as opportunities for personal advantage, forming networks where manipulation and self-interest are normalized. These friendship patterns can become self-reinforcing as social groups develop shared norms that either encourage or discourage exploitative behavior. Understanding these dynamics can help us better navigate our own relationships and recognize potential compatibility early on. It also highlights the importance of surrounding ourselves with people whose values align with our ethical principles, as these relationships tend to be more stable and satisfying over time. Political attitudes aren't random. They're systematically related to personality, particularly to honesty, humility, and openness to experience. These connections help explain why political discussions often generate such strong emotions, and why finding common ground between opposing viewpoints can be so challenging. Research shows that political orientation can be predicted by two key psychological variables: right-wing authoritarianism, RWA, and social dominance orientation, SDO. People high in RWA conform to conventional norms, obey established authorities, and support aggression against nonconformists, generally opposing progressive social changes. Those high in SDO prefer social hierarchies and inequality, typically opposing welfare systems and redistributive policies. The fascinating discovery is how these political attitudes connect to personality. RWA correlates strongly with low openness to experience. People who prefer conventional social structures score lower on O. This connection strengthens with age, becoming much stronger in middle age as parental influence wanes and personality asserts itself. This explains why academics and artists tend toward left-wing politics, as both professions attract high O individuals. Meanwhile, SDO relates primarily to low levels of honesty humility. High H people generally oppose social hierarchies because they value fairness and don't seek superior status. Low H individuals, by contrast, prefer systems that allow them to gain advantages over others. This correlation remains consistent across age groups and cultures, suggesting it's a fundamental relationship. These connections create interesting patterns across countries. In Italy and Germany, right-wing voters tend to be lower in both H and O than left-wing voters. However, in the U.S., while Republicans score lower in O than Democrats, they show no significant difference in H levels. This puzzling result likely reflects the influence of religiosity. Religious Americans tend to support Republicans and score slightly higher in H, counterbalancing the effect of SDO that would otherwise predict lower H among Republicans. Understanding these personality foundations of political beliefs helps explain why political divisions run so deep. They reflect fundamental differences in how people view the world and their place in it. Religious beliefs show fascinating connections to personality, particularly to the H factor. While religiosity itself isn't a personality trait, it depends on specific beliefs rather than behavioral tendencies, certain personality patterns make people more or less inclined toward religious faith. Belief in the supernatural shows modest associations with the softer-hearted personality factors, H, A, and E, with correlations in the 20s. This suggests that nicer, more empathetic people may find comfort in beliefs about souls and afterlife, while those lower in these traits might take satisfaction in rejecting such notions. Research indicates that personality influences religiosity rather than the reverse, as early life personality traits predict later religious involvement. The openness factor strongly influences what kind of supernatural beliefs people hold. Low O believers tend toward traditional religious beliefs, literal interpretations of scripture, and social conservatism. High O believers gravitate toward mystical spirituality, embracing concepts like astrology, Eastern religions, and individualistic spiritual searching. Historically, those who start new religions tend to be high in O, while those who maintain established religions are typically low in O. The H factor influences both religious participation and the motivation behind it. High H people are slightly more likely to be religious, but more importantly, they participate out of genuine devotion. Low individuals may participate for status, connections, or image, using religion as a tool for personal advantage rather than spiritual growth. Religious teachings generally encourage high H behaviors, with most traditions having some version of the golden rule. However, religions differ critically in how widely this principle applies. Some promote high H behavior only toward fellow believers while encouraging exploitation of outsiders. Others, like Quakerism, extend high H principles universally through testimonies of simplicity, integrity, peace, and equality. This relationship between personality and religion helps explain why religious communities often contain a mix of genuinely devout individuals alongside those seeking to exploit religious institutions for personal gain. It also illuminates why different religious traditions appeal to different personality types, with some emphasizing universal ethical principles and others focusing more on in-group loyalty. Low H people distinguish themselves particularly in three domains: money, power, and sex. These areas reveal the most striking differences between those high and low in the H factor. In financial matters, low H individuals consistently demonstrate willingness to exploit others, even when operating within legal boundaries. Research shows that those who steal most frequently score significantly lower in H than 80-90% of the population. In laboratory settings, low H participants are much more likely to cheat for monetary gain. Though market economies theoretically constrain selfishness by requiring value creation, low H people find ways to circumvent these constraints through deceptive sales tactics, predatory lending, tax evasion, and shifting costs to third parties. Power not only corrupts but attracts the corrupt. Research shows over 80% of people who strongly desire power over others score below average in H. Among 59 occupational interest patterns, CEO/president shows the strongest correlation with low H levels. This creates a fundamental societal problem. Those most eager for power are most likely to abuse it. While democratic institutions provide partial solutions by requiring accountability, low-H politicians still gain power through deception and often engage in corruption once in office. The sexual domain provides ample opportunities for low-H individuals to exploit others. Beyond criminal behaviors, low-H people engage in infidelity without ethical hesitation when attractive opportunities arise. Sexual histories differ between high and low-H individuals, especially among men. Low-H people pursue more short-term relationships, attempt more partner poaching, and have more sexual partners. For low-H men, the classic pattern is using insincere affection to gain sexual gratification. The female equivalent might be the gold digger seeking wealth through marriage. These three domains, money, power, and sex, represent areas where low-H individuals can extract significant personal benefits through exploitation. Their willingness to deceive, manipulate, and take advantage of others creates patterns of behavior that, while potentially beneficial to themselves in the short term, often cause substantial harm to others and to social institutions more broadly. Given the potential for exploitation by low-H individuals, developing skills to identify them becomes crucial for self-protection. While accurate assessment requires observing behavior across diverse situations over time, certain behaviors reliably indicate low-H. Several characteristics that might seem to indicate high-H are actually unreliable indicators. Respectability, religious piety, championing underdog causes, and public philanthropy can all be affected by low-H individuals seeking status or advantage. Even blunt criticism framed as honesty often reflects low agreeableness rather than high honesty humility. More reliable signs of low-H include boasting about breaking rules or beating the system, selectively flattering those who can provide benefits while ignoring others, gambling heavily, being sexually unfaithful, displaying wealth ostentatiously, acting entitled to special treatment, and expressing contempt for other groups. People who present themselves as harmlessly charming rogues while bragging about cheating institutions will likely cheat individuals too, including you. When you identify someone with low-H, don't publicly proclaim your diagnosis or take vigilante action. Instead, simply limit your interactions. Don't choose them as romantic, business, or even recreational partners. If already trapped in a relationship with a low-H person, align your interests with theirs rather than trying to teach them fairness. The severity of low-H behavior varies greatly depending on other personality dimensions. Those also high in agreeableness, conscientiousness, and emotionality are less likely to be dangerous than those low in these traits. High-H people benefit from consciously seeking out other high-H individuals and communities that share their values. By surrounding yourself with those who share your commitment to fairness and honesty, you create an environment that reinforces your own ethical tendencies while protection against exploitation. The H factor isn't fixed solely by genes and childhood experiences. It can be influenced by conscious choice. Even those naturally inclined toward exploitation can choose to act more like high-H people would, more straightforward, less self-important, more ethical, less materialistic. This conscious choice won't change one's natural level of H, but it will raise one's actual H level, a case where self-improvement benefits both the individual and society at large.